Hello and welcome to another Cannabis Corner on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick and I'm with...
I'm Jeanette.
And...
Jens from Supernaturals.
Supernaturals is giving a class on how to grow. And a lot of questions you have is, how do we grow our own at home? We want to supplement our cost of living with growing our own. And Jens is going to maybe give us a background on where to get started. Jeanette?
Yeah, I know a lot of people come in and ask us about all sorts of questions. Growing is an art, and I want to remind people of that. So I think that some of the questions that we have to start off with is, if we want to start growing our own at home, a lot of us are probably going to plan to do that from seed. So let's talk a little bit about that real quick. Tell us some things that you would maybe recommend if we were gonna start planting from seed.
Okay, so the paper towel method is it's a classic. Just lay your seeds in a moist paper towel, put a lid on it in like a little deli container, and let them sit there in a warm place for 36 hours. Mm-hmm. And then you're looking for the seed to pop, more or less. You look for that little tail to come out, and then that seed has been germinated and is ready to transplant. At that point, stick it into a pot, a small pot, you know, 3-inch pot, planted an inch below the surface. Then you want to lightly keep it moistened until it emerges. Don't overwater it, but don't let it dry out fully either. And yeah.
Once it's in that little pot, would we want to keep it in the sun in our home still for a little while before we put her outside?
Depends. Yeah. If you have a nice sunny spot, if it's still cold outside, yeah, keep it in a sunny windowsill. If you notice your plant is getting long and stretching, it's getting not enough light and it's too warm. Ideally, you're giving it lots of light and it's keeping it cool so it stays short and stout and turning green.
Ooh, that's great information.
Yeah. You don't want it leggy, they'll fall over. If it does get leggy, you can pot it and then plant it deeper so that stem is getting more support from the soil. It'll grow roots out of that stem.
Ooh, awesome. Now let's talk quick about if we were gonna go the other way and maybe get clones. A lot of people that can find clones are loving the clone method. Let's say somebody had some clones. How would we maybe start with that plant?
So a clone would be rooted and pretty much ready to go into the garden. The difference between a clone and a seed is the clone won't have a taproot and won't have a main central stem. So it'll be more bushy and might need more supporting as it grows up. Whereas a seed will have a central taproot and a central stem growing more like a Christmas tree and be a little bit stronger. But the clone will be exactly the same weed that it got, you know, the clone came from.
Ooh. That's awesome. And then I know a lot of people are always talking about soil for that clone. Once we're ready to put our clone into some soil, what kind of soil do we recommend?
So really anything that works for tomatoes will work for your cannabis. We like to use living soil. If you can find living soil at your garden center, that's ideal. You know, the key thing is that it's well drained and, you know, has some nutrients in it.
And I know some people, there's always been a little bit of conversation about either you can put your plants in the ground or in a pot. I know around here people do a little bit of both, and both are okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, really depends on what ground you've got to put your plants in. If you've got, you know, a heavy soil that's waterlogged, you might not want to plant your cannabis in it. It doesn't really like wet feet. In that case, a big pot on top of the soil would work. But if you've got a nice garden with nice rich soil that's well drained, then by all means stick it in the sunniest, best spot in your garden. You'll see it'll thrive in that. Yeah.
So should we maybe quickly just also talk about once our plants are looking like, oh my gosh, maybe it's almost ready for me to harvest because it's spent a great time of the summer outside and it's looking lovely. What are the type of things that we're looking for before we harvest?
Mm. So this is the age-old question. When is it ready to harvest? So the more specific answer is the trichomes. You're looking for the trichomes, which are the crystals frosting on the buds. They're gonna start off clear and then they're gonna turn milky. And then after milky, they'll turn amber. The sweet spot is when they're all milky and a few are turning amber. And another thing that you can look at is the hairs on the buds. As they start to turn orange, you'll know it's ready. And then the other thing is, as we grow in New York, you're also looking out for mold on your plant. So if your plant is getting moldy spots on it, it might be time to take it in early, even if it's not fully ripe yet.
How do you recognize the mold?
You know, fuzz, it's like a gray fuzz that'll be building on the inside of the buds. You kind of have to look around, maybe like pop open the bud a little bit and take a peek inside.
If it's moldy, is it no good?
Not for smoking. You don't want to smoke moldy, moldy buds, no. You could also remove them. You can cut them off. If you see moldy spots, you can actually cut them off your plant and then try to save the rest of the plant.
It's hard around here. We have a lot of moisture, and as we know, because we're all running dehumidifiers in our homes a lot of times in the summer, so we do live in a really nice, moist environment, which sometimes is great, and sometimes a little bit harder for the plants.
Yeah, which actually is something you want to look at when you're selecting your seeds. You want things that are going to finish early, like short flowering times. So on a seed pack, you'll see weeks of flowering. So 8 weeks, I would say, is a good time period for New York. You don't really want 10-week, 12-week varieties. Stay away from those if you're outdoors, because that's going to put you in November. And ideally, you're done early October, you know, if the season
When's the best time to start planting?
Best time, I like to start my seeds late April, keep them in a pot until, you know, beginning of June, 4 weeks in a pot, and then out into the garden. But you can get them out in the garden as late as, you know, beginning of July. You'll just have a smaller plant.
So you have 8 to 9 weeks of growing.
Yeah, if you start them later, you'll have a shorter veg period so you're gonna end up with a smaller plant, but then it'll flip into flower as the days get shorter. Around August 1st, they'll start to flower, and then basically whatever size plant you have by August, then that'll just be the size of plant that you'll have in flower.
Quick question. Home gardening, everyone talks about bat guano. It's hard to get. Where do you find it? How do you nutrient the soil?
Yeah, so we go by the philosophy, healthy soil makes healthy plants. We use worm castings.
Okay.
So we're trying to feed the soil food web, the microbes in the soil that are actually breaking down parts of the soil and making the nutrients available. All sorts of different natural fertilizer are out there, like bat guano, fish emulsion. These are things you can find at your
garden center.
Garden center.
Yeah.
Jens, thank you so much for all the information. This has been really helpful for people to find out more about their home gardening. And this is Cannabis Corner on 98.1 KZE. Any questions you have, you could email us at cannabiscorner@wkze.com. Jeanette, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming in with us today. We really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I'm wishing everybody a happy growing season and a fruitful harvest.
Yeah.